You know what time it is. It's a sad, sad time because it's time to go. Preserve Jams is now coming to a close. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Straight up.
Straight up. That's what you're listening to. And thank you for listening. You're all wonderful, wonderful little eggs. I really appreciate the people that sit through an hour of me talking about dunking Devendra Banhart into a cup of tea. And I decided that's what I do want to do to Devendra Banhart. He's just like very dunkable. Not that I'm going to drown him. I just like want to like soak him a little bit in some tea. Do you know what I mean?
If they had one of those...
like a little tea bag.
Those dunk tanks, like, you know, you throw a softball. Mm. If it was filled with tea and you could, like, put him on the board, would you?
Absolutely. Okay. That's exactly what I would do. Yeah. So, thanks for tuning in. We're rocking and rolling. And we're gonna just go for everything. Just try everything. Am I right? Yeah. Woohoo! Wait, how do I do this?
Automation on.
Wait, I know this. I know this. I know this. Automation on.
Bad training makes mad DJs.
Stop.
Surprise! don't be surprised. are one thing, but have a new girl, that's something. But 'cause I know you love me only, and that you'll never leave my heart alone. Girl, he just knows he loves you now. You're all I talk about in everything I say, and girl, I just know I love you now. Girl, I love you. I love you and need you in my life. Don't you think my love is true? Our flowers and beads are one thing, but having a girl is something. That's if you got a girl who loves you and thinks the whole wide world of you. Our flowers and beads are one thing, but having you, girl, that's something. But 'cause I know you love me only, and that you'll never leave my heart alone. Girl, he just knows he loves you now. You're all I talk about in everything I say, and girl, I just know I love you now. Girl, I love you and need you in my life.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
find out which way to go. It could take you a lifetime to find that your feelings inside have been dead the whole time. You're crying for reasons unknown. You can't be alone. You always wonder why you'll never know. You'll never know. No, you'll never know. Never know.
Had all been spoken, and somehow the feeling still wasn't right. And still we continued on through the night, tracing our steps from the beginning until they vanished into the air. Trying to understand how our lives had led us there. Such an empty surprise to feel so alone. Now for me, some words come easy, but I know that they don't mean that much compared with the things that are said. Lover's touch. You never knew what I loved in you. I don't know what you loved in me. Maybe the picture of somebody you were hoping I might be.
Been right. If I could have a heart to heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart to heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school,
cutting and burning
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart to heart with my dad.
If it were real heart to heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart to heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Soon.
Hookah chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah chaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Just don't say it out. Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Tune up.
Well, you ready?
Yeah.
You okay.
I
I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a K-car.
A nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there already be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy.